The world doesn't only need Simon Peters, or only Andrews, for that matter. And we are being reminded about this in a very important context. We are being reminded about this when Jesus asks us to follow him. When Jesus says, "Come and see." To follow Christ is not to be in one specific way. It is about being our very best selves. Sometimes in life, we might take smaller or bigger decisions by asking, "What would Christ do?" As if one single answer is correct. But look at Andrew and Peter. I bet they rarely ever acted the same. And Jesus called them both. We sometimes forget in a unity how different we can be and how beautiful that is. But we are all asked to come and see. So let us instead ask ourselves, what would Christ think that I should do? The answer might be slightly different for each and every one of us. I can almost see Andrew walking quietly behind Jesus, safely together with a friend, Andrew's way of approaching someone. I think Jesus knew when to focus on Andrew, and when Andrew might be more comfortable in the background. But that being said, I am sure that Andrew had the personality type that more often than Simon Peter ended up in the shadow also when he wished to be noticed. I think Andrew, with his life and who he was, knew about not being noticed, not being chosen. Andrew was the one who noticed the little boy with bread and fish. Maybe because Andrew knew about feeling small, yet having something to give. Yes, the disciple Andrew, a voice for all those times when we end up in the shadow, when not being heard or seen, when not being chosen. Carefully, he walks behind Jesus. Carefully, he approaches him. Jesus turns around. "Come with me and see." He is noticed and seen by Christ. He is needed by Christ, not being asked to change. Call for who he is, to discover what Christ thinks he should do. Not being picked, not being heard, not being given the chance to show our fullest self, not being able to blossom because we ended up in the shadow. Life is like that sometimes, in different ways. But watching Andrew, we are reminded that even then, a voice is calling, telling us that we are needed, saying, "Come with me and see." And in that, I sense hope of a way out of shadows and to bloom in the way that suits our own selves the very best. Amen.